It's lovely to see you all. If we haven't met before, let me introduce myself. My name is Adam. I have the pleasure of being on the staff team here at All Saints. If we haven't met, do come and say hello after the service. It would be lovely to get to know you. If you are in primary school, it might be really helpful if you would come and take a seat here so that when I talk to you, it's much easier for me to be able to talk to you. I trust that grown-ups to listen, but it would be great if you were here so I could talk to you. Wonderful. Now this morning we are going to be thinking about one very big important question, and that is, what makes people special? What makes humans special? What makes us more significant than the rest of God's creation? That is a big question, and today's passage gives us the answer. But before we do anything else, we're going to pray. So I'd like us to sit up straight, put our hands together so we don't fidget. Grown-ups, you can do that as well. You can close your eyes so that you don't get distracted, and we're going to talk to God. Father God, thank you for the gift of the Bible. Thank you that you speak to us through the Bible. Help us to understand more about who you are as we look at the book of Genesis. Amen. Now, there's one very big answer to that question. Let me read out the Bible to you. What makes people special? Well, Genesis 1 says, "Then God said, let us make human beings in our image and likeness. Let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. Let them rule over the tame animals, over all the earth, over all the small crawling animals on the earth." So God created human beings in his image. In the image of God, he created them. He created them male and female. The answer is that we were made in the image of God. Now that is quite a hard thing for us to understand. So if you want some help, try to think about it like a mirror. Try and think about it like a mirror. What do you see in this mirror, Charlotte? You see yourself. What do you see in the mirror? You see a blurry version of yourself. I'm so sorry. I shocked myself. Being made in the image of God means that we in some way reflect God. We can do this very simply. I can ask you some questions. Does anyone here, grown-ups as well, are any of you here able to think? Are you able to use your brains to reason and to rationalize and work out problems at school and problems at work? Hands up if you can think. You don't have to think well. You just need to be able to think. Well, in that sense, you reflect a God that knows all things. A thinking God, a God that when he created the world, created it in an order, just as Sarah helped us remember earlier in the service. And who here is able to be creative, whether that's through art or music or cooking or something else? Hands up if you're able to be creative. Well, actually, that's another way in which you reflect God's image. The God who created everything. Well, human beings made in his image reflect his nature as they themselves are creative. And who here has people they care about, friends or family or loved ones? Hands up if you have people you care about and you are in a relationship with. Well, again, that is one of the ways we reflect God's image. There's a very important word in Genesis 1, and that is us. God said, let us make mankind in our image. Now, as Christians who know the New Testament and can look back on Genesis 1 with New Testament lenses on, we see that as a little hint of the Trinity, that important Christian truth that God is one, there is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. so that when we make relationships with other people, as we have friends and family that we care about, we are reflecting the image of God. Now, that means we have two very important jobs, according to this. Let me read out to you verse 26. Verse 26, God says, "Let us make humankind in our image, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. Let them rule over the tame animals, over the earth, and over the small crawling animals on the earth." See, mankind, made in God's image, were given a job. They were made in God's image in order to rule over God's good creation. They have a responsibility to rule. Now, that isn't a dictatorial rule. It's not selfishly using creation for your own good and not anyone else's good. It's a loving kindness. It's the type of king who looks after the people he is ruling over. We are meant to care for God's good creation. And then we have a second job that we're meant to do. If you notice, on the seventh day, after God had finished making creation, he rested. He stopped. He rested. And actually, later in the Bible, God's people are told to rest. They're told to rest in order to remember who God is. So we have a responsibility to rule, and we are to rest in order to remember who God is. But there is a problem. There is a problem. Can anyone here, and we've done it lots and lots in junior church, remember what sin is? Anyone? Callum? Absolutely right. It's when we go, "Shove off God, I'm in charge, no to you and your rules." Sin is a horrible thing, but it is also something we are all guilty of. And that sin affects the image. It's a bit like this. Let me show you. So this is our mirror. I know what I need. Get my hammer. That's what sin does to the mirror. We still have the image of God in us, but it's broken. It's a broken image. If I look in that mirror, I can kind of still see myself. If I was very clever and put back all the little pieces, I'd kind of still be able to see a picture of my face, but it would all be broken. Sin means that we have a broken image of God. But we're still able to use our brains to think and to rationalize, but so often we use our brains to think nasty, hurtful things. We're still able to be creative, but so often people create awful things, hurtful things, saddening things. And we're still able to form relationships, but so often relationships are broken, aren't they? No relationship is perfect. We are made in the image of God, and that is a wonderful responsibility. But because of our sin, it is a broken image. And so we don't rule over creation well, do we? We abuse God's good creation for our own gain. And actually, we don't rest in order to remember. We so often just forget about God. And so many people just go through life without giving God a second's thought. Sin is a tragedy. But there is good news. The good news is that there was one man who never, ever sinned. One man who was the perfect, unbroken image of God. And that is Jesus. Let me get my other mirror. That's Jesus. If we're broken mirrors, then Jesus is the perfect mirror. In fact, this is how he's described in the New Testament. The Son, that's Jesus, the Son reflects the glory of God. He is the exact copy of God's nature. He is the perfect image of God. And the good news is that if we are Christians, if we are following Jesus as our King, then he is restoring that broken image. He's mending our mirror. I don't know if you can remember back 2 years to our verse of the year 2 years ago, but here it is. Here's our verse of the year from 2 years ago. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And it says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. The old has gone, the new is here. Jesus makes us into new mirrors. The good news of Christianity is that even though we are broken people, God sent his Son into the world in order to restore us, to make us new. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And so what? So what? What do we do with this information this morning? Well, three things, I think. Number one, be thankful to God for the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent his Son into the world to restore us, even though we are broken. The second thing is to take seriously that responsibility to rule. Remember the responsibility to rule and think about how we use God's good creation. And then the third thing is remember to rest to remember. Remember to rest to remember. Remember to take opportunities to stop and think about who God is, our creator and sustainer, and what he has done for us in sending the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. This is good news, so we should be thankful and take time to remember it. We're going to pray again, so sit up straight, hands together, eyes closed, and we'll talk to God. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you sent your Son into the world in order to rescue us. Thank you that you sent your Son, who never, ever, ever did any sin, in order to fix our brokenness. Father, help us to be thankful for that. Help us to follow Jesus and help us to remember him as we go through life. Amen. Boys and girls, you listened really well. Please do go and take a seat with your parents.